Okay, today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey of the third parak of Maseches Brachos. So it says in the Mishnah, Balkeri maharer belibo ve'inu mevarich lo lefanav v'lo la'achreha. If a person had become a Balkeri, a Tumas Keri, semen came out of his body, so he's allowed to be maharer belibo. He could be thinking the Kriya Shema, but he should not recite the Brachos Kriya Shema, neither the Brachos prior to Kriya Shema, nor the Brachos after Kriya Shema. The Bartanura fills us in and tells us that Ezra was Mesakin. This is one of the Takanos Ezra that appears in Maseches Baba Kama. One of the Takanos Ezra was not that a Balkeri should not read from the Torah. Whether he became a Balkeri on purpose or whether it was a total oness, he has to go to the mikveh before he could read anything from the Torah. And it's not because of Tumah Matara, because Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumah. Whatever words of Torah you want to say, they don't become Tameh. It's just that we don't want Talmidei Chachamim to be Mitzuyin Eitzel Neshosein Kitar Nagolim. We don't want the Talmidei Chachamim to constantly be together with their wives in an intimate way, because the Talmid Chacham has to live a life with a certain sense of control and a certain sense of moderation. And therefore, if he knows that in order to be able to re-engage in Divrei Torah, it's going to be a hassle that he's going to have to go to the mikveh, so he's going to be intimate less frequently than maybe he otherwise would have been. So that's why a Balkeri is not allowed to say Divrei Torah. So he's maharer the Kriya Shema in his heart, and he's not allowed to say the Birchas Kriya Shema lo lefaneha velo la'achareha. And the Bartanura says, and that's even behirhur, because the brachos are not da'araisa, the brachos are only da'rabanan. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, which is da'araisa, we need to give the fellow away to be yotze the mitzvah da'araisa, because the Rabbi Ezra cannot come along and make a takana, or shouldn't come along and make a takana that's going to hold the person back from mitzvah da'araisa. But when it comes to mitzvah da'rabanan, like the Birchas Kriya Shema, so Ezra can make a takana that will say that my concern is a greater concern than saying the brachos, and therefore you withhold from the brachos entirely, even behirhur. The Alamazon, the Mishnah continues, mevarich la'achra v'inu mevarich lefanav. When it comes to food, he says the bracha after eating food, because that is a chiv d'oraisa, but not the bracha before eating food, because the bracha before eating food is only a chiv midrabanan and is not a chiv midoraisa. So that's why he doesn't say the bracha before eating food. That's the difference between birchas hamazon and a bracha rishona. Now the Rabbi Kivager points out, from the fact that he doesn't distinguish within birchas hamazon, sounds like even the fourth bracha v'atova ametiv that they were masakin in Yavna and is drabanan, which is clearly only midrabanan, he should still say, because when the rabbanan were masakin that fourth bracha, they were masakin that it should be together with the rest of Birchas Hamazon. So whenever you say the first three brachas, you say that fourth bracha as well, even though the fourth bracha clearly is only midrabanan. So it comes out a little bit unusual that we're saying that he recites Birchas Hamazon, but not the bracha rishona. Why Birchas Hamazon, not bracha rishona? Because Birchas Hamazon is daraisa. But, Rabbi Kivager points out, even the derabanan parts of Birchas Hamazon he does recite, because that goes together with the daraisa parts of Birchas Hamazon. Fine, then the Bartanura just points out that we don't paskin any of this anyway, because the Tvilas Ezra has become batal. It was something that Reina Tzibri Yecholna Lamudba, that people were not able to uphold, and therefore we no longer require that a person goes to the mikveh after becoming a Balkeri before engaging in Talmud Torah or Kriya Shema or anything of that nature. But then the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarich Lefneim Ulachreim. The Rabbi Yehuda says you say a bracha both before and after. That you say bracha rishona and a bracha Achrona. The Rabbi Yehuda says that even though Brach Rishona L'chora is only midrabanan, nevertheless you would still say the bracha. And saying the bracha means bepeh. It doesn't mean only behirur. That's what Tos Yontif points out. Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing doubly. Not only do you not skip Brach Rishona, but when it comes to Brach Achrona, you're allowed to do it bepeh. You're allowed to say it straight out. So that is Mishnah Dalet. So again, Mishnah Dalet tells us about the limitations of a Balkeri, and the Tanakama holds that whatever is going to be a Chiv D'Araisa, the Balkeri could do with Hirhur. Whatever is a Chiv D'Rabanan, the Balkeri should skip entirely. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that a Balkeri is even allowed to say these things. Bipeh, he's allowed to recite these things. Mishnah Hey, Haya Omid Bitfila, if a person was davening, Viniskar Shu Balkari, and then he realizes, Ivey, I'm a Balkari. Lo Yafsik Ali Yakater. He shouldn't stop cold in the middle of the tefillah. He should just shorten each and every bracha of the tefillah so he can be finished sooner. Yarad Litbol, if he goes to the mikvah, in Yachalalus Lischasos Velikros, Achelo Tane Tzachama, if he's able to get to rise out of the mikvah and cover himself up and say Kriyashma before Netzachama, Yalavi Yischasav Yikra, then he should certainly do that. Vimlav, and if he's not able to do that, Yischasav Bimayim Viyikra, let him cover himself up in the water and say Kriyashma there in the water by covering himself with the water. Bartanura points out water is clear. How can you cover yourself with water? It must be, says Bartanura, that it's Mayim Achurim, that it's dirty waters where it's not going to be an issue of Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, where one's heart is able to be exposed to one's erva. So in order to avoid Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, it has to be dirty waters. Otherwise, it will not avoid that issue of Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. Typically, that's why people wear a gartel, right? To avoid that problem of Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, to make some sort of hefsek between the lave and the erva. That itself is a problem. So anyway, so if he's in the mikveh, so if he's able to get out of the mikveh before Netzachama, great, let him get out of the mikveh and say Kriyashma. But if he's not, then he's not going to have time to get out of the mikveh and get dressed, then he's got to say Kriyashma in the mikveh, so if it's dirty waters, he can cover himself with the water. Avalo yischasa lo b'mayim ha-ro'im v'lo b'mayim mishra. But he should not cover himself and say Kriya Shema in smelly waters. Mayim Raim doesn't mean dirty waters. We just said in dirty waters he can cover himself, but not in smelly waters. Nor Mea Mishra, the water that they would soak flax in, which was very, very smelly water, until you put more water into it, until you dilute it with some fresh water. And when you dilute it with some fresh water, then it will be useful. What does that mean, until you dilute it with fresh water? So Bartanura points out chisurim extra. The Mishnah is missing a line over here. It should say v'lo yikra etzel mei raglayim achitel tochen mayim. You don't dilute the mikvah water with fresh water. There's another halacha that belongs here, and that is that you're not supposed to daven in the presence of urine unless you dilute the urine and the shir hamayim shiatil mei raglayim shel pamachas revias. How much water do you need to add to the urine to take away the effect of the urine? A revias of mayim. The kama yarchik mei menatzoa arba amos. How far away does a person have to stay from urine and from tzoa when he says Kriya Shema? He's got to stay 4 amos away. And the Bartanura points out, 4 amos away, that's only if the urine or the tzoa is either off to the side or behind you. But if it's right in front of you, then afilu kamlo einav, then even if it's more than 4 amos away, that's going to be problematic. So that's again a quickly review. We did 2 Mishnayos today. We did Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, where we said that a Balkari in general should be maharher those things that are daraisa and skip those things that are drabanan, even though Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to just say all of those things. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that if a person realizes he's a balkari while he's davening, he should shorten each bracha, and if he's in the mikveh and he realizes, I didn't yet say kriyashma, so if he can get out and get dressed in time, great, otherwise he should cover himself up with the water of the mikveh, unless the water is very smelly water, then he's not allowed to. And a third situation, not just that a person is davening and realizes Balkari, that was situation number one, nor a situation where a person is in the mikveh and he realizes he hasn't said Kriya Shema. That's situation number two. Situation number three is a person is in the presence of Tzoa or Mei Raglayim and he has to say Kriya Shema. So what do? So Mei Raglayim, you could water it down with a revius of water to take away the effect. Tzoa, you can go, and Mei Raglayim also, you can go 4 amos away, as long as it's Litzdadim, as long as it's off to the sides or behind you, but even if you're 4 amos away and it's in front of you, that is not going to help. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav.